Slow down. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The latest anti-healthcare reform ads say, slow down, it's all going too fast. Slow down, we have to find a plan everybody can agree on. Slow down, we don't want to rush something as important as healthcare reform. You almost wonder if something else could be behind this.
If we're able to stop Obama on this, it will be his Waterloo. It will break him.
Ah, yes, Representative Jim DeMint holding a conference call with Conservatives for Patients' Rights.
This healthcare issue is D-Day for freedom in America.
He is protecting us from socialism. In response, the president held his own conference call with liberal bloggers to say, enough.
We've been debating this for 50 years.
Actually, he's wrong. I believe it started with FDR, who's been dead for 64 years now. What always stalls healthcare reform is that the people most harmed by the current system are the ones who are too sick or too beaten down by bills to complain. And those of us who have insurance are scared of tax increases. But we all know that even if our taxes stay the same, our premiums are guaranteed to go up next year, which might as well be a tax increase. So healthcare reform fails, our tax payments to the private sector keep going up, and more of our neighbors go bankrupt for having the bad judgment to get cancer. What happens then? I say we exercise our patients' rights and just stop paying our medical bills. What are they going to do? I keep hearing it's against the law for doctors to let you die, so let's just all drop our insurance, and when we need a doctor, call 911 and scream pathetically. The sirens get to be a little noisy, but instant universal health care. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.